This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 65 for Friday, September 17th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Friday morning, taking some direction from the Chicago soy complex. Canola down $4 to $12, November down $11.80 at $863.50 per ton. Positioning ahead of the weekend added to the declines as canola remains overpriced despite the tight supply situation. Demand is already being rationed at current price levels, with total canola exports through the first 6 weeks of this crop year of just under 300,000 tons, down by about 75% from the same time last year, according to the latest Canadian Grain Commission data. However, ideas that actual production will end up below the already small 12.8 million tons forecast by Statistics Canada earlier this week did remain supportive. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower, with profit-taking ahead of the weekend a feature. Soybeans posting the largest losses, down 17 cents in the November contract at $12.79 per bushel. Favorable Midwestern weather and the looming harvest contributed to the declines, with expectations for a large Brazilian crop, as seeding gets underway there, also weighing on prices. Solid export demand, though, did remain supportive, with the USDA reporting yet another 132,000 ton sale to China this morning. Continued disruptions in the U.S. Gulf Coast are being watched by traders. Corn, also pressured by the good weather and mounting harvest pressure, the December contract down 5 cents at $5.24 per bushel. Although early yield reports are mixed, and that is keeping some caution in the corn market. France's corn crop was rated at 89% good to excellent in a report out of that country, while farmers in Argentina are making progress seeding their next corn crop. Wheat, it is steady to lower, with some of the largest losses in the winter wheats. Minneapolis only down a penny in the December contract at $9.05 per bushel, but Kansas City down 5 cents in December at $7.15 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 3 cents in December at $7.10 per bushel. While Canada's small crop remains a supportive influence, world wheat supplies remain large, with Australia looking at its second bumper crop in a row. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, September 17th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.